We are back. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show. It might be a little slim because John's on his way up to the Mount Morris Gun Show afterwards.
A little slim. That doesn't get said with my name very often.
Yes, it does.
Well, it is Saturday, the 14th of December already. We're almost to Christmas.
Getting really close.
We're getting close to the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
So he's already warned me. This guy takes a lot of time off during the end of the year.
Yeah, I got some time to.
You got to burn your dine up.
Got to use it. Yeah, use it or lose it.
You've been here what, 62 years?
Something like that?
63. Yep. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Your birthday was this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier.
Do you feel any older?
Yeah.
You look slimmer. You're slimming down
a little bit.
Things are happening.
A little
man.
More energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks. Well, you know, cocaine will do that to you. You know.
I try not. You know. Gotta have
but you're a radio personality. It's expected of you.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, thank God Dan's here because this would not be the Gunsmith Show without him. I could hire somebody for $10.
You are the gunsmith. I just push the buttons.
All right. Well, thanks for pushing the buttons. This segment brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company, on the range since 1926, and you can go there 7 days a week, 10 to 6. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You can't beat that. That's better than Walgreens, I think. But anyways, 653-2131 is their number. 810-653-2131. You can shop from home, too. You can go to williamsgunsight.com and check out a lot of stuff. You can see all their new products, their sights. They are a sight-making company, but they are also Michigan's largest firearms dealer, which makes them awesome. 25,000-square-foot showroom right at Irish Road and Lapeer Road in Davison. Northwest corner of that intersection. And you can find, if you get lost, roll your window down and listen for the range. You'll hear them. So that'll help a lot. But, man, they are a new ammo, guns, and used guns plethora station. I'm telling you, they are loaded down with great gear you can get for the holidays. Get your family outfitted with everything you want to have for them. It's all there in stock at Williams. Holsters, guns, magazines, ammo, knives, whatever you need, they got it. And a full reloading section of the store that you can get all your supplements and parts you need. And the best indoor ranges that I've ever been to in Michigan. They are, and the outdoor range is phenomenal. So there's just, it's nonstop. I could talk for a whole show about them, and I'm proud that they have sponsored every single Gunsmith Show I've ever had on the radio. So thanks to the whole family out there at Williams for supporting this show all these years, like 13 years, and we appreciate every one of them. Today we're going to talk about from Williams and things you can get there, because just about everything I mentioned today you can get there. New ammo and some new calibers that... All I can say is thank God for innovations. You know, people are ever changing. You know, we're adapting, we're overcoming, we're coming up with new stuff all the time. It might not always be better, but it's different and it makes it exciting. If we were all still shooting 45-70s from the 1800s, you know, it might be kind of boring, yet I love shooting 45-70s, so I can't complain. But there is some really cool new stuff that's come out, and I'm just going to talk about a couple of them. But a lot of people over the past like 15 years have gotten to really, really enjoy the 410 bore shotgun. Remember, it's not a caliber. It's not a gauge. It's called a 410 bore. And it is a powerhouse of a gun. It's a very good shotgun. And you can use slugs and buckshot in it. And it is a very good home defense round. It's not too big. Literally, it was my first shotgun I ever played with was a 410, and I loved to shoot it. It was smaller shells, easy to carry, lightweight, about the same weight as a 22. Well, now in the past 10, 12 years, they came out with all these handguns that have been developed, especially from Taurus and now Smith & Wesson. And now you can even get AR-15s in 410 and all kinds of different shotguns. Shotguns, AR-15 style shotguns, revolvers, single shot shotguns, a plethora, pump guns, lots and lots of 410s out there. Well, Remington decided to make a low decibel 410. So it sits right about 95 decibels. So it's not hard on the ears. It's a 2.5-inch 410 with reduced recoil. It goes about 650 feet per second. Now, it is limited in range, but it is truly subsonic. So if you wanted to shoot this through a suppressed 410, you actually could. Patterns really well at about 25 yards, according to Remington. So being that it's subsonic, at 650 feet, you're almost going to be able to watch the shot fly through the air, which is kind of neat. So you'll be able to really see where it's going. But for practicing and teaching, I think it's a pretty good idea. Now, for home defense, you get shot with a shotgun of, say, 125 BBs coming at you at 650 feet per second. That's going to deter you, okay? It might not be lethal, but if it could be. So I'm not saying it's not lethal. I never want to get shot with a gun. But with patterning at 25 yards, so think about in-home self-defense or in-your store self-defense, something like that. Now, the lawyers are going to say, no, you always shoot to kill. But if you're sick and tired, and I don't want to sound harsh with this or sound like an animal or, you know, herder, but if you're having trouble with maybe you want to run coyotes off your land, it might be something that might be quite handy for you around the barn. Or maybe dispatching a possum that won't get out of your chicken coop might be a great idea. Low decibels, reduced speed, and you're looking at, it says the MSRP is $27.99 a box. That's a box of 25 shells. That's not bad paying a buck around for something that you would seldom use. But if you can out train a kid, it might be just the ticket to bring that 9-year-old or 8-year-old into understanding how shotguns work and let them shoot some, you know, sedentary clay pigeons, you know, not ones that are flying through the air, but let them shoot them and watch them bust up. Be a real good confidence builder for a youngster and a great way to start them shooting. So think about that. The Remington low decibel 410, that should be an exciting little feature. Now, Hornady has some of the best ammo on the market, if you ask me. They have come out with some great stuff. And then there's the other company called ARC, which is Advanced Rifle Cartridge. The 338 ARC is the new one. Now, what is this? It's a very short 338 caliber bullet. Now, 338 caliber is normally thought of in the 338 Lapua or the 338 Winchester Magnum, and those are huge rounds. Those are sniper rounds, bear rounds. They are darn near anti-tank rounds. They are big. Well, what they've done is with the ARC, they've made it into a very, very short, similar to the 300 Blackout, very short cartridge with a great big bullet sticking out of it. And we're talking a 307 grain subsonic bullet. So it's going to be going slow and hitting hard. It is 1.5 times more powerful than a 300 Blackout in subsonic. So it's hitting a lot harder. So if you're already happy with a 300 Blackout like I am, this will be even half again more powerful if you want to use it for something like maybe close quarters hog hunting, you know, where you know you're going to be shooting like under 100 yards at hogs. It'd be a great gun for that. It might even be very good for deer hunting in northern Michigan. It's not a straight-walled cartridge, so we can't use it down here, but it is a cartridge that would work for deer hunting as well. And they say, according to Hornady, that it's good for medium-sized game at 200 to 250 yards. Medium size. I would think coyote hunting with it would be good. I would think that suppressed hunting at short ranges would be fine. That's great. If you're specifically want to be a suppressed hunter and you want to use this right, I think it'd be a great round. Now, there's another big round on the market right now called the 8.6 Blackout, but the difference is this 338 ARC is designed to be used out of an AR-15. and bolt action rifles, micro bolt action rifles, small bolt actions. It actually uses Grendel magazines, 6.5 Grendel, so it'll fit into your normal AR-15. But here's the difference. The 8.6 Blackout requires an AR-10. It is a larger shell. It requires a larger action, where the 338 ARC requires an AR-15 action. So very, very good ballistics out of this thing. It's going to be fun. And anytime I get into that 338 caliber, I do like it. I like bigger bullets. I cannot lie.
Knew that was coming.
I knew you. He immediately started shaking his head. But the 338 has always intrigued me. And now that I'm very happy with the 300 Blackout, doggone, 338 ARC comes out with this new one. So it's exciting. And anything you can suppress and shoot almost silently, that's pretty cool. So I would think it's too big to, I think it's too big to night hunt here in Michigan with for coyotes. But daytime coyote hunting, this might replace my 308 for my daytime coyote gun. I'm not sure. So, but close quarters engagement is what the bullet was actually designed for. Law enforcement and military services really are wanting to adopt this. And I've been a year ago when I was down at Liberty Turn Components, they were showing me the bullets they were making for it, the 8.6 for suppressed rounds. And they were very large, all copper, large hollow point designed to do exactly what they need to do, is expand fast at low velocities and cause a lot of damage. So be a real good pig gun. So I'm looking forward to it. And there's lots more. There's always cool stuff coming out. And I want to bring it to you every week I can here on The Gunsmith Show. Remember, like us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. Go to my website and check it out, thegss.com. And if you missed part of this show and you want to hear it again, it'll be on there today. So thanks. Have a great weekend. Let's see you out at the gun show today, out at
Mount Morris
Gun Show, exit 126 and I-75. So we'll see you there, and it's all weekend. So we'll see you all weekend, or catch me at Williams as well. So we'll be all over the place. Have a great weekend, everybody, and be safe and get ready for Christmas and stock up.
Hey, join us again next week. Same time, same place. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.